Let's turn to the Word of God and hear what God would say to us through His Word. John chapter 15. John chapter 15, and we'll read verses 1 to 25.
This is our Lord Jesus speaking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. But by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that to lay one's life down for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which was written in their law. They hated me without a cause. That's the word of God. We thank God for it. So Jesus, this is all part of the Lord's teaching to his disciples, to his followers, and his teaching to you and me, if indeed we are followers of the living Lord God. And he is coming up, of course, to the time of his crucifixion, and he's sharing some deep, deep things with his loved ones, his followers. And our text this morning is the last part of chapter 5. Verse 5 of chapter 15. For without me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. What's nothing? Can you give me a description of nothing?
Nothing.
What?
Not anything.
not anything. Yeah? Nothing is nothing. Without me, you can do nothing that's going to last for eternity. Which, that's, if you like, the negative part, although I don't see it as negative, the positive side is actually, if you are abiding in me, as I am in the Father and he is in me, you can do all things that I command you. All things that will cause you to be fruitful now and for eternity. And let me tell you, some of the most fruitful times are when you're going through trouble and trial and testing. Because you're being stripped of the branches which have got to be burned away. Self is going. Reliance on self, or reliance on your pastor, reliance on your friends, is stripped away. You've only got the Lord. And that's what you need. These can be the most fruitful. When you're going through the storms, it doesn't feel, it is painful. It's not good. It's certainly not pleasing to the flesh, but it's the way God deals with us as children. Abide in me, I will abide in you. Without me, you can do nothing. Now, of course, as I said, this is talking about the spiritual fruit. It's the life of Christ living in us so that he gets the glory and his work gets done on earth. And what is done in his name, Hudson Taylor said. Anyone tell me what Hudson Taylor said? The work of God has to be done his way for it to be blessed. If it's done your way, my way, it will not be blessed. So it's talking about being fruitful. You know, one of those verses, I think is verse 16, said, look, my joy is in you. If you abide in me, whatever the storms you may be going through, whatever the challenges of life, if you're really in me and I'm in you, your joy will be expressed. Because it's not natural, it's spiritual. It's the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Abide in me. Abide in me. Because without me, you can do nothing. You can do many things. I did not need the Lord's help to put my... Oh, I haven't got a tie. To put my shirt on this morning. He gave me the breath and the strength. But the many, many things we do, but what is going to impact others and bring satisfaction to ourselves and pleasing to the Father and which will last for eternity, you need the Lord. You need to be abiding in him, or else it's just works. It's done in the flesh. Without me, apart from me, you can do nothing. Abiding in him means that I am connected to him who is life eternal, the eternal Son. I'm connected to him. He is connected to me. All that is in the root is for the benefit of the branches. All that is in the root is for the benefit of the branches. All that Christ is becomes ours as we're connected to him. Abide in him. Without him, you can do nothing. We need the Lord. We need to abide. Friends, there is much that is being done, as it were, in the name of the church, in the name of Jesus, which is and it appears to be successful from the world's point of view and from those who are professing Christians. You know, there's many sort of mega churches or books and CDs and literature being produced, which appears to be very, very successful. But if it's not of the Lord, it's just marketing and publicity. And I've been in there. I've been involved in marketing and I've been involved in publicity. And I see a lot of that within the professing church, to make it appear more acceptable to the world. You've just read in that passage that, hey, you're in trouble if the world loves you. It hated me, Jesus says, so it's going to hate you until they are converted. And that's our message. Abide in me, that I abide in you. Without me, you can do nothing. So that the message we proclaim, our life, portrays Jesus Christ. It's not me that's living, it's Christ living in me. Abide in him. Without him, you can do nothing. They can't teach Sunday school in their flesh, or if they do, it will have no effect. But if they're in Christ, if they committed it to the Lord, if that's, this is your ministry, and if they've waited upon the Lord, it will be fruitful. It will impact those children's lives. Without me, you can do nothing. The Apostle Paul learnt that. He says, I'm worse than useless. I'm the chief of sinners. I'm so weak. I was a persecutor. I don't deserve any of her mercy. But he found mercy. He found he had to rely on the Lord. And then he could say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. See, without him you can do nothing. But if you're determined to do God's work his way, he will give you all that you need. It's his strength. I can do all things. All things that he wants you and me to do so that we accomplish his work here on earth. Without me, you can do nothing. Let's just turn to the letter of John. We're in the Gospel of John at the moment, but let's turn to the letter, his letter, 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 15. What does it mean to be connected? What does it mean to abide in Christ? What does it mean? 1 John 4 and verse 15 says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Okay, have you confessed Jesus is the Son of God? Have you but true? And that means just not a one-off confession 55 years ago. Are you confessing it now? He is your Lord. He is the Son of God. He's my Messiah. Are you confessing it now? I'm living for Jesus. Then God is abiding in you. If you're now walking by faith, you see, some people get the impression that we really only need God and faith, and that when we first come to the Lord, when we repent of our sins and confess them and hate them for what they did to Jesus, sending him to the cross and crucifying him, but then believing on him and saying, yes, he died for me. He took that which I deserved upon himself. And that's great. We need the presence of God. We need the Spirit of God. We need faith in him. We need to confess his name. We need to believe on him. But it's daily, isn't it? We need him now more and more, especially as the end times are upon us. So the decisions that we make on a daily basis, that which we are doing as a church, collectively, you know, the decisions regarding the building and so on, the decisions regarding what we do to promote the Lord Jesus Christ, what we do to build each other up in the word, and what we do to seek to win others for Christ. For he that winneth souls is wise. We have to wait upon him to get his command. We need to be abiding in him. Hallelujah. Praise be to his name. I love this. See, Jesus says, you know, in this chapter, let's just go through the other references in 1 John, which I've earmarked. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22 to 24. What does it mean to be connected? Whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandments. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him, and by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. No, what is the chief command? That you love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all your mind, and that you love your neighbour as yourself. Love, 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 love. You know, if you're not in love, if you're not walking in love with your brothers and sisters, and that, well, do you love God? If you do love God, if you are loving Him, if you're believing on Him, He abides in you. This is what the Word of God says. And in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 24, therefore let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you'll also abide in the Son and in the Father. It was referred earlier about biblical ignorance. There's so much ignorance in the church. And one of the reasons there's ignorance within the professing Church of Jesus Christ is that this has now been put in the cupboard and rarely taken out, even by those within the church. But the Word of God says, if you obey my word, if you love my word, I abide in you, because God is the author of his word, is his word. We must let his word enter in and then act on his word. Doers of his word. If we're doers of his word, he abides, he gives us the strength. We get his work done here on earth. I love the opening verse. I love this chapter. It's got some challenges in it. John's Gospel chapter 15, but he says, I am the true vine. Are you connected to the true vine? I love that. I'm the true. I'm the real. I'm not the counterfeit, Jesus says. Of course, in the Old Testament, Israel is often referred to the vine or the vineyards. They were supposed to have produced spiritual fruit and not compromise and being faithful to God. We know so much that Israel disappointed God. They were spiritually deficient. But Jesus says, hey, I'm now the real thing. I'm the true vine. If you are connected to me, if you abide in me, you will bear fruit. You will bear fruit. The fruit of the Spirit will be evidence in your life. The works of the flesh, the nature, although it will be a trouble and a trial from time to time, will be less and less. That's you. That's me. But as you abide in me, the fruit will be in evidence. The fruit of a godly life. The fruit of holiness. The fruit of wanting to see souls won for Jesus Christ. Connected to Jesus. If you're connected to Jesus, it is so that he in you. And yes, some of the dross, some of the rubbish has to be taken out. It's better be taken away now and burned up than you being burned up for eternity. Amen? It's better to be disciplined by God now because he loves you rather than ignore him and for him to let you go your own way, even though you may be singing the songs and so on. Better to be right with the Lord now than to miss out. You see, without me, you can do nothing. With me, you can do all things that are pleasing to him. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. You know, one of the issues that the Apostle Paul had, and of course the other writers and Jesus himself said is that, you know, we were just carnal, obviously. All of us, by nature, we were just of the world. It took God's almighty grace and the drawing of the Holy Spirit to bring us to salvation. Hallelujah. Then we believed on him. We were, as what the description means, being born again of the Holy Spirit. We've just read, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I can't explain it. If you want me to give you a thesis on it, I'm not going to. That's not being arrogant, but I just want to believe the truth. I would never have chosen Jesus. He chose me. My faith in him. Hallelujah. He caused me to love him. Wow. And he loves all the world. He's drawing people even today. Somebody said about the church which is growing. Hallelujah. The church is growing in many places. People are connecting to the living Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise be to his name. He has chosen us. But the Apostle Paul, one of the issues he had was, look, you began in the Spirit. But now you've gone back to flesh, you've gone back to rational thinking. You're trying to work it out yourself. You're trying to please God by doing it your way. Even if it means going back to the law, whatever. Rubbish. Why do you think that's going to perfect you? It won't make you perfect. It's only by walking in the Spirit, abiding in Christ, as he abides in you, that you will be fruitful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being perfected in the flesh? And the answer has to be no. We need the Lord. You need the Lord for your daily struggles and trials, etc. You know, there's some of the Lord's dearest saints go through so many trials and challenges. I can think of some, one or two very close to me, and they seem to constantly having one thing after another. They get out of one trial and something else happens. But there's something about them. Some of these dear people that you can just see the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just see the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is in them, strengthening them. He's perfecting them. And yes, they're being fruitful. You see, the Apostle Paul says, look, my strength in you, which is made perfect in weakness. But, you know, what encouragement there is in the Word of God to keep enduring, to persevere, to persevere. If we work in the flesh, we may produce some great results. But you know, the only way the true church gets credibility with those outside is when they see the authentic work, when they can see that wasn't. How can it be explained? How can it be explained? Christ must be with them. Christ must be in them. How can it be explained? How can it be explained? But the supernatural has come because we're abiding in Christ. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We need the Lord. Without him, apart from him, we can do nothing. But a credible testimony is when we've been with Jesus. People can see you've been with Jesus. You're strengthened in the innermost man. It's not by spirit, not by might, not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to abide, be connected with Christ. Hallelujah. What are you facing in your personal life? You may have a big challenge that you're facing. Well, apart from him, you can do nothing. But as you commit and yield it to him, and it may be that he is emptying you of self, emptying you of what you've relied on. Sometimes we have to wait until our 30s or 40s to realise that, yeah, we need Christ. Without him, we can do nothing. You know, we may have a lot of natural stamina and dreams and so on and so forth. But we need Jesus. Of course we need Jesus. We're in a battle. We need to abide in. Apart from him, you can do nothing. We're at war. There's a battle going on. But we do not battle against people. It is against principalities. It is against the powers. Hallelujah. This is what the Word of God says. He wants to come alongside us. Let me read a quote, and I've written it down here, Francis Schaeffer. The central problem of our age is not liberalism or modernism or even hot-button social issues like evolution, abortion, radical feminism, or homosexual rights. The primary threat to the church is a tendency to do the Lord's work in the power of the flesh rather than the Spirit. And he just goes on, Schaefer goes on, many church leaders crave a big name. They stand on the back of others in order to achieve power, influence, and reputation instead of exhibiting the humility of the Master who washed his disciples' feet. They ape the world in its publicity and marketing techniques, manipulating people's emotions to induce them to give more money. Poke, you want to be connected with the Lord? You want to abide in Christ? Die to self, die to sin. We're then open to receive the mind of Christ, to be filled with his Spirit. May God give us the grace, the vision, to be those who are building lives and communities that give an authentic witness of his existence before a watching world. I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. Well, it's not me. It's the power and the glory of Christ which is at work in you and me. That will get his work done on earth. Friend, there's nothing too hard for Jesus. And if you're abiding in him, you'll know what's on his heart. If you ask anything in his name, he will give it. Because it's for his glory. Nothing impossible with God.